I'm back here. If you've been, for some insane reason, awake for the last 12 hours or so, you would have heard me presenting my usual show, Utility Fog, on FBI from 10 p.m. last night till 1 a.m. I have got up and dragged myself back in, but I think that I probably got to sleep quite a bit earlier than quite a few of our listeners, and I'm sorry that your efforts went to waste, but what can I say? Paul Goff is usually your host for Play Lunch on Mondays, but he has taken his amazing act, Pimmin, overseas. Pimmin is Paul's world-renowned, I've got to say, and highly worthily world-renowned kind of experimental electronic band, or whatever you want to call it. He's been playing at some amazing festivals in Canada and playing around the US, and he's going to be back in the hot seat next Monday to play you lots of wonderful music as ever. But I'm going to valiantly fill his shoes with some interesting themed weird music for you this morning. It's not all going to be totally off the beaten track, but we'll see what you think. I think that you'll be pretty interested in the sounds. There is a theme, but I'm not going to kind of tell you the theme just yet. I'm going to play a couple of tunes and just let you enjoy them. I'm going to play maybe a tune and a half anyway, we'll see. And how about we just get started with the amazing Belgian band Deus, an album that was reissued last year. Let's hear the track Suds and Soda. We'll be right back.
Come back through me.
Listening to the incredible sounds of Burning Star Core on FBI in this track, as you may have guessed from the The spoken words at the start is called Come Back Through Me, from back in about 2004. Burning Star Core has been making his brand of noise music for quite a long time, and he's absolutely accomplished at it. His name is C. Spencer Yeh, and he does play the violin, as we're hearing here, along with a whole lot of other instruments and electronics and stuff. And I kind of just loved the idea of playing Burning Star Core in the middle of the day on a Monday. But also, I am filling in for Paul Goff on Paul's Play Lunch today, and I think he would love the idea of Burning Star Core being on the air, and my theme, as you may have guessed, if you care to guess, is strings today. We started with the amazing Belgian band Deus from their debut album Worst Case Scenario. We heard Suds and Soda with a bit of a violin refrain there, and they were an unusual kind of rockin' band who featured a violin very prominently in the mix. Burning Star Core doesn't always focus on the violin, but very often it does, and very often when he's collaborating with other people, he'll be on the fiddle making very strange noises. The violin, of course, through the ages has featured in an awful lot of folk music as well, so how about we kind of go in that direction for a couple of songs now. Starting with a band who are from the UK but have been enormously influenced by Eastern European folk music, and for their last couple of albums have actually called on a whole bunch of absolutely authentic, mainly Hungarian folk musicians to play with them. This is A Hawk and a Hacksaw on the Leaf label, and a really cool track called I Am Not a Gambling Man. You're on FBI 94.5.
Thank you. William in a forest of red leaves. The rain ran cold against my neck, the wind lay down to sleep. I walked all night in stillness, and I walked all day as well. I walked across the desert plains and through the jagged hills. I slept inside the north wind. In the past tense, picked out by the snow.
That is the wonderful Tongue from their second album, Comments of the Inner Chorus. That's Sweet William with lots of lovely cello-y goodness there. You're with Peter Hollow on Peter's Play Lunch today because Paul couldn't make it, being overseas, being an amazing musician. So I'm kind of going back through the archives for some maybe unusual choices of string music, string-related music one way or other. So Sweet William was that track. Before that, we had a classic tune from Karen Dalton. We heard Katie Krull, and it is her version of that traditional song which inspired so much Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds to create their song When I First Came to Town, which is itself now a classic. And we had at the top A Hawk and a Hacksaw, featuring some brilliant Hungarian folk musicians, and the song I Am Not a Gambling Man. Well, let's hear now an artist who's, I guess, in a way, whose kind of main axe is a violin, and who's made an amazing career out of using his violin in interesting ways. We're going to hear actually two artists, both of whom are pretty famous for their violins and looping pedals. And this is a live take of Opposite Day from Andrew Bird, live in Montreal from one of his many little self-released CDs that he puts out through his website.
I got home this morning with the sun right in my eyes, and there was no warning as it took me by surprise. It hit me like an act of God, causing my alarm. I had not become a cephalopod, still had legs and arms. Yes, I still had legs and arms. Today was supposed to be the day molecules decide to change the form. Laws of physics lose a slate, youthful indiscretion now. And suddenly the norm, with the good kids spouting off. And today was supposed to be just another day. Today was supposed to be, yeah, just another day, yeah. Today was supposed to be, today was supposed to be opposite day. Those who can't quite function in society at large, they will wake up on this morning and find that they're in charge. But those the world set up for who already doing quite well, wake up in institutions, in prison or in hell, in prison or in hell. Today was supposed to be the day molecules decide to change the form. Way. Youthful indiscretion now, suddenly the norm, with the good kids sprouting. Today was supposed to be thank you.
Adam Lewis shines a light on the best DIY, garage, experimental and indie sounds from Australia and our neighbours on Radiant at 9.
So I don't think this has ever happened in FBI history. Really great balls to the wall. Power pop, going to be a killer set.
Then Scott Fitzsimmons ramps it up a notch with the best new metal, punk and hardcore on Dead Air at 11.
Punk, metal and everything in between. I'm going to take the tempo down a little bit right now, but keep it all very, very heavy.
Radiant and Dead Air, tonight on FBI.
You read the newspapers, you listen to the TV news, talking about nuclear waste, talking about nuclear bombs, nuclear war. They're crying all over the place. They're crying in America. They're crying in Europe. The whole world's gonna come to an end. If it's gonna go, man, it's gonna go. And I'm gonna enjoy seeing this whole friggin' world blow up. And I'm gonna be smiling, having my beer, and I'm gonna see this last blast, baby. I'm gonna see it go.
We'll be right back.
on FBI. You're with Peter Hollow for Paul's Play Lunch. I'm filling in for Paul. Usually I'm on FBI, and I was indeed last night, Sunday nights, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. For utility fog, but I'm bringing you instead some kind of eclectic sounds. And today's theme is strings of one sort or another. We started with the beautiful Andrew Bird and Opposite Day live in Montreal. Then we had Final Fantasy, who's now known just by his own name, Owen Pallett, but from a Final Fantasy 7-inch single on the Tom Lab label from a few years back. We had Hey Dad, one of my favourite Final Fantasy songs. And then just there, moving away from the violinists, we had cellist Gareth Skinner's band Berserk from about, I think, 1998. They are a Melbourne band, they were at least, and often did the kind of heavy rock thing with Gareth on bass. But he was playing some pretty full-on cello there. And I thought we might as well hear from Gareth Skinner's solo work. He put out a really brilliant solo album last year that that kind of was, I think it was pretty hard for this kind of music to kind of make great strides these days, but he's still making music, I guess, for the love of it and getting it out there. And I think this is a pretty awesome song. This is called Amateur Hour. And having heard some of the music of Berserk now, I can sort of see where he was coming from with this solo album. So this is only a year old and it's definitely very string filled. Lots of multiple Gareth Skinner cellos on this track. We'll be right back.
Creeping and creeping. I'd put a mask on for the atmosphere out there could kill me. What you have won, you want the air to be easy to breathe. We had a plan, a way to drown out the howling of the stream. Now everything I know, everything I know. You need a friend to come to visit, ring a friend.
That's the beautiful Nina Nastasia from her new or perhaps forthcoming album, Outlaster. I say perhaps forthcoming because I know it's out in the UK and that's where I got it, but I would say by mail order, that is. But in Australia, I'd say it's coming out any minute now on the Fat Cat label, and it's pretty amazing, and it has some pretty amazing string arrangements like we heard there. The track was What's Out There from Nina Nastasia. Before that, we had the Paradise Motel from Melbourne, who always had fantastic string arrangements, courtesy of Matthew Orlick from the band, and that's from their new album. It's, as far as I can tell, self-released, the-paradise-motel.com, but available in all decent record stores right now. They just have to be decent. They don't have to be even really good. You'll find it. And we heard My Sister in 94. They seem to be focused on that time period, and in fact quite a bit earlier as well. This album, which they called Australian Ghost Story, is all about the Azaria Chamberlain disappearance, and I don't know, that seems like a pretty strange topic for an album in this day and age, but they have pulled it off and turned it into quite a beautiful, mysterious thing. Paradise Motel, brilliant Australian band, and you should seek out their early stuff if you can find it. And at the top, another Melbourne artist, a cellist called Gareth Skinner, who played in many different bands, including Bizarre, has been making kind of soundtrack music for a while, but also putting out some solo albums. And from last year, we had Amateur Hour from Gareth Skinner. You're with Peter Hollow, filling in for Paul and Paul's Play Lunch for another 10 minutes or so, and I've got maybe three more tracks for you. And a nice little mix. We're going to hear a remix now from a brilliant cellist from Portland, Oregon, called Peter Broderick. He, of course, plays guitar and piano and sings as well, and he does a huge array of different types of music. This is him now remixing a kind of almost neoclassical group called Dakota Suite, This Failing Sea, and it's a beautiful, pretty little quiet piece for you on a Monday lunchtime. after that, one of my favourite bands ever to feature a cello.
Was the most enlightened of all the political men in our time. We should strive to do things in his spirit, not to use violence in fighting for our cause, but by non-participation in anything you believe is evil.
All the love.
That is The Books, featuring Paul de Jong on cello and Nick Zamuto on guitar, and both of them on electronics and vocals and things. They've got a new album coming out soon, which fills a lot of us here with excitement, but that's from The Lemon of Pink, which is actually the first album I ever requested a promo for my FBI show Utility Fog, which started when FBI started in 2003, and this album came out before the station started, but I knew that it was going to, I knew I was going to play it to death, so I wrote to Tom at Tom Lab in Germany and said, hey, I really want to play the new Books album, and he sent it along to me and I played its ass off, of course. So I'm going to be back on the air at 10 p.m. on Sunday night coming for 3 hours of my usual Utility Fog, all sorts of experimental post-rock, folktronica, noise, electronica, and whatever else. I've been bringing you stringy sounds for today, filling in for Paul on Paul's Play Lunch, and maybe one last tune just to go over a little bit into poor Maddie Vibblum's, whatever we want to call it, lunchtime or Arvo stuff. And this is the Amazing Soul, previously kind of associated with the Anticon crew. He has split from Anticon now and he's putting his own stuff out. And this is from his first release with the Skyrider Band, which is a brilliant multi-instrumentalist called William Ryan Fritsch, who is a really great violinist, among other things. There's a bit of his violin playing in amongst all the other stuff in this track. This is Soul and the Skyrider Band from their self-titled album and A Sad Day for Investors.
Easy going like anvils that crush us while dancing. Pity me, I'm